Once a month, we bring you a story that was inspired by a listener's question about the Puget Sound region. It's part of our story project called Local Wonder.
My name is Lauren Linscheid from Seattle, and every day it seems that hundreds of crows fly in the same pattern by maple leaf going north toward Lake City. I want to know where they are going and why.
To answer Lauren's question, we sent EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern out to track down the crows across Seattle.
That crow you see hopping around your neighborhood, it's probably the same crow every day. Crows can live for more than 20 years. They mate for life, and they stake out territory where they spend their days foraging and raising their young. But every night, they gather together for miles around to go to roost. And tonight, we're going to follow them.
My name's John Marsliff, and we are on a wild crow chase.
Marsliff's been studying Seattle's crows for almost 20 years at the University of Washington. We're driving along his normal route home from work, which happens to be very similar to the route a lot of crows in Seattle take at the end of the day. Thousands of them fly north and east around Lake Washington. And tonight, Marsliff is hot on their trail. We're driving out of the UW campus towards Lake City Way.
The first place I was going to stop is there's a cemetery up here where the birds sometimes gather. It's kind of a cool sight.
If you've seen big groups of crows in your neighborhood, that's probably because you live near what Marsliff calls a staging area. Crows from all around gather in smaller groups before flying home to the big roost for the night. They forage for food, socialize, and welcome newcomers, like the Canadian crows that are coming down for the winter right now.
There's a couple. Oh, look at that. He just was carrying a nut and dropped it and flew back down and caught it and then dropped it again. So that looked like a pair maybe flying together there. That's the kind of thing, you know, if you studied robins, you would never see him do that. It's much more interesting. So here's this graveyard. Let's just see if there are any birds around. It doesn't look like it, but...
It's about 5 o'clock, and there aren't any crows at the graveyard. But that might be on purpose. Marsliff says crows have learned that if they gather at the same staging areas every day on their way home, predators like owls and hawks will catch on and start hanging around. So the crows switch it up to give them the slip. We keep driving on the lookout for crows.
So we're on 35th Ave Northeast. We're going past the library.
There are a few birds starting to gather in the trees as we drive by. A handful of black shapes like ornaments on the branches.
We just passed the Audubon Society.
Yeah, no crows there.
Too predictable.
They're not the favorite bird of the Audubon Society because... They are associated sometimes with what some perceive as more degraded lands, but really it's just richer, more variable landscape that they really like.
Landscapes like Seattle, a nice mix of grassy lawns and gardens, big trees, parks and homes, with plenty of dumpsters and restaurants to forage. Crows have thrived here as the human population's grown. There are 30 to 40 times more crows in the city than there were in the 60s. As we drive, Marsliff kind of has his eyes on the road and kind of has his eyes on the sky. I'm just a little bit nervous. He's been pulled over for erratic driving before, but he says once he tells the cops that he's looking for birds, they always let him go.
You see some more?
Look,
oh yeah, there we go, great. So that's definitely, these guys are definitely heading to roost, and we'll probably intersect them down by the lake where they're starting to gather well away from the roost, but still en route. So yeah, just kind of a river of crows coming there.
Before, we were just seeing a crow here, a pair of crows there, but as we get closer to Lake Washington, they're clumping together in bigger and bigger groups. At about 5:30, we pull off of Lake City Way at the Kenmore Park and Ride. The big trees are loaded down with crows. The 309 bus pulls up behind us. It's pretty noisy, and Marsliff says the crows have adapted to that.
So they'll communicate at a higher pitch to get around that, and they'll also be louder. So a lot of, I'm sure the crows have raised their voices in the city relative to the country just to be heard over the din of our everyday life, yeah.
Sort of like New Yorkers.
Like New Yorkers, yeah. Very much like New Yorkers.
We creep through traffic around the top of the lake, watching the crows flying freely overhead, pretty much following the same route we are. And then we make a left.
So it's 6:05. And we're just turning into the UW-Bothell campus.
We get out of the car and walk towards the athletic fields. UW-Bothell's nature preserve looms in the dark beyond. And then, there they are. Thousands of crows circling and circling in the dark over our heads.
It's So this is it, the end of our crow journey?
This is it. This is crow mecca right here.
10,000 crows here every night. They flap and spin like bats overhead, their dark shapes fading into the gray night. They've come from a 50-mile radius to seek safety in numbers once the sun goes down.
Love to watch them fly in when they twirl and dip around and one gets going the wrong way with the whole group. It's like, how do they not just always run into each other?
The trees slouch under the weight of the dark clusters of birds, layer upon layer of them in the branches. And Marsliff says there might be a method to this madness.
Because when you look at that tree, the place you don't want to be is that bottom layer. Those guys are going to have a lot of white on them in the morning. So the dominant birds are probably up on top, or at least towards the top, because that very top bird is also most vulnerable to an owl tonight. So there's some optimal places to sleep, and I'm sure they're vying for those.
Then Marsliff turns around.
Wow, look behind you right now on the ground.
There are hundreds of crows standing stock still in orderly rows on the tennis court. And there's all this chaos in the air above them, but these guys are just silent, all facing the same direction. It's creepy.
But yeah, I mean, you look at that, and it's like you got to wonder what's going on there. They could be giving homage to their creator right now, for all we know. Because they seem somewhat reverent the way they're looking there, but I guess they're also just getting tired and waiting for their turn. Pretty weird.
We stand quietly and watch as one by one the crows on the tennis court rise into the air and head for the trees. For Local Wonder, I'm Ashley Ahern in Bothell.
There's a lot that scientists don't know about these crows, even though we see them every day. What are the things you notice in your daily life that you're curious about? This Local Wonder story was inspired by a question from listener Laura Linscheid. You can submit your question at our website, kuow.org. While you're there, check out our video of the crows gathering in Bothell.